Namaste and welcome to this week one update for the November Dissolving Ego graduate program. So there's a lot of homework to get through today, so we'll start right from now. So the first one says, Namaste, inquiring into this passage and lesson one, I cannot separate them. Avaduta Gita, through the grace of God alone, the desire for non-duality arises in wise men to save them from great fear. So that's the quote. In dark night live those for whom the Lord is transcendent only, and in darker night still for those whom he is transcendent and immanent only. But for those whom he is transcendent and immanent, cross the sea of death with immanent and enter into immortality with the transcendent. So we have heard from the wise. So that's helpful feedback, but it would be even more helpful as to if you could explain why you can't find a separation between them. I'm assuming when you say you can't separate them, that you don't feel any difference between them. I'm assuming that's what you mean, but if when you're sending in this homework, and this is for everyone, could you just read it back and see before you hit send, or maybe read what you've written and see if you were me, would you understand what you've written? Would it be clear what you're trying to say? Because it would really save me some time. It's great that you've compared the two, but again, there isn't anything you haven't even questioned here or commented on what you actually get out of the statement from the Avaduta Gita. You haven't looked at that or given me feedback on that if you have looked at it. So the rest of that is it's great, and I agree with you, but it doesn't give me much to work with as to how to expand upon it and point you in a further direction of study for the rest of this month. So it's great that you're doing it, and I'm really glad that you're sending it in. Could you help me a little more with kind of structuring it so that I can give you some feedback, which is going to really help deepen for you for that? Okay, so it says, non-duality, monistic consciousness in which the knower, knowledge and knowable, soul and God become one, the highest realization of divinity. The knower, or self, knowledge of oneself, and knowable, what appears to be, like lesson one and two, they cannot be separated. It is so subtle, I want to see it clearer. This is good. Again, it's not to do with the lesson that we've set for this month, though. It is based on lesson one, from what you quoted there. What did you get from doing the lesson three exercises? What did you get from really looking at this question? Am I looking at or from the noumenon? There isn't anything in the feedback about that at all. So it is just, I'm only steering you. You know, you've all said that you want me to be more direct here, and I'm just pointing to the fact that something might be diverting you from doing this month's study. Otherwise, it would be, you know, that's really the feedback I want to get to, want to give, is to how the investigation of what we're studying this month is really working deep inside you to be able to allow you to move forward. You're more than welcome to do these kind of contemplations and looking at this stuff. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying for this particular homework, the graduate program, I really just want to see feedback about this particular lesson, this month's work. And it, you know, eventually when there's too much homework coming in for me to read, which is sometimes already almost there, I'm going to have to select only what is relevant to this month's work, and based on other criteria as well. So I don't want you to miss out. I want you to just look at the feedback that you've sent in. Again, if I've misunderstood and you are this is your feedback from what we've studied in this lesson, then please do let me know, and I apologize. But what do you get out of that statement? You know, what do you get out of the line from the, you've quoted it here and you've quoted what we studied last month, but you haven't really said, it's just one line about it. I cannot separate them. But there's nothing about that one statement itself. So the reason that these pieces of homework are set is to really open and expand. You said it's so subtle, I want to see it clearer. And I get that totally. And that's why I've set these specific things for each month to focus on. So I'll leave it there with that one. I look forward to hearing more from you next week about what I've said in this feedback. I am not trying to judge or anything like that. I'm just trying to gently help you notice this resistance to looking at what's being set this month, and that will be for a particular reason. Okay. Lovely. We'll move on to the next one. This one says, through the grace of God alone, the desire for non-duality arises in wise men to save them from great fear. So grace is love, non-judgmental, accepting, God, oneness, self-awareness, desire, the realization something is already manifesting, non-duality, oneness, self, God, wise men, awakened, enlightened, great fear, judgments, duality, and death. So each word from that is being expanded, and some definitions from this person being put in there. Desire, the realization something is already manifesting. I love that. But what if we realigned ourselves to notice that when we feel desire is evidence that it's already happening? You know, that is wonderful. So the phrase rewritten would be, through the love, accepting awareness alone, the realization that karma is unfolding for self arises in sages to save them from judgments made believing in separation. The wise men and God are the same. There is no separation, hence no fear. As you and I have discussed before, desire is merely the inkling that something is already unfolding. So, the realization that something's already unfolding and manifesting is the desire that arises in wise men to save them from great fear. So that the knowing, the underneath knowing that only non-duality, only where there isn't really two, even though there seems to be, is going to save you from great fear and everything else that comes from that fear. All of our suffering as human beings, everything we ever feel and worry about and think about is based on this idea of separation. So only from non-duality can it all be healed. Non-duality includes duality, includes the sense of duality. If it didn't, then it would be two, wouldn't it? It would be, this is what truth is, and this duality stuff over here is wrong. But truth must be more encompassing than that, right? It must have this fullness of including the sense of duality. The sense of duality is fine, as long as we've come to see it's not actually two. So you've gone on here to say, go deeper. Experience I am wise man / God. Experience no separation. Experience the idea that desire is the indication something is already happening. You are wise man, I am wise man. I experience self as self, capital S. I am. And going even deeper, there's deep, profound peace, stillness, acceptance. Going deeper, am I looking at or from the self? In the words of Ian, both. This is the phrase that opens awakening at all times for me. I use it in daily activities. And I can feel the oscillation into awareness, stillness, even when cooking, working, shopping. So it is both, yes, but even deeper than that, there's further to go beyond both, because both indicates two still. And that's fine. And this is a major step forward to the clear recognition of both. But the greatest place you can live your life from is where there isn't a both, even. There isn't two. There isn't self and ego. Where there's just the one non-dual, not two, consciousness, awareness, self. So this is great. This is really exciting progress. And I really want to encourage you to continue to go even deeper. I really love that you've continued to go deeper and you've kind of listed sequentially the, I assume that's what you've done here, the deepening stages of your contemplation and your realization as this has happened. Interesting note, as I'm more and more aware, there is peace and acceptance, even less drama, but physical pain and ailments have been much more. During inquiry, I had the realization the body is not God. The body is not holy. Awakened beings don't have physical ailments, etc. Beliefs that were buried. So that's through the understanding of causality. If I'm still believing in two, then I'm still going to suffer a little bit. Even here, you know, this both, this idea of both. At first, we show we're looking from the ego, and then later we identify with the fact we're looking from the noumenon. And then even later still we'll identify, well, it's both. And then even further than that, which isn't really further, it's where words fail me, is that where there isn't two, you know, where I can't tell where I'm looking from. I can't tell whether I'm even looking from the noumenon or the ego because I don't know what those things are. I'm totally empty of concepts. And that'll be the division now that's inside you that's manifesting as this physical pain. It's great that you've seen these beliefs as well, but the ultimate cause is still there's a division inside to some degree, and that will manifest in some way. You see that appearing. If I believe in two, then I'll experience two. I'll experience pain in the body and also its opposite, wellness and well-being. Only from the one is there going to be no reflection troubling you at all. So, and it's just a hair breadth to this seeing. It's not a difficult seeing, having gotten to where you've gotten in this first week's contemplation. So I really want to encourage you with that. Yes, working on questioning, statement process, inquiring, etc. I'm so grateful you are my teacher, so grateful I'm aware, so grateful that these little bumps arise so I can go deeper. Much love. Well, I'm very grateful you are in this program, all of you. I know sometimes in this program it may seem like I'm being harsh on some people, but that is, you know, out of love, and it is out of really wanting you to feel how I feel all the time. And it's always constructive feedback as to what has been, you know, if we're engaged in this program, we are going to be... there's going to be certain things that try to distract us, you know, certain things in our life, certain things in our inquiry, and avenues of inquiry that seem more interesting than the homework that's been set, or even seem easier than the homework that's been set. So that's why I'm nudging you, only because I won't let you stop short of the fullness of the realization of what you are. Okay, so next one. I did this morning exercise contemplating on the question, am I looking at or from the silence? The experience or knowing was that the body was at the center of me being this, the silence. This happens rather quickly. Even as I'm writing this, the expansion of being is happening as an ongoing sensation. That's brilliant. So the first revelation is that I'm looking from the silence. But that wants to be your constant experience, right? Where is that changing during your life? You know, as you continue with this contemplation through this month, you'll come to see, be aware of the areas where you really feel that you're looking from the ego still, you know. So, and really you want to, again, to move beyond even the sense of both of those eventually. It's great that you're seeing this so clearly already in this, and I just want to keep encouraging you to go forward deeper. I was surprised since for the previous days, it seemed I could not find or tune into the noumenon. I felt very much in duality. So this experience of not being it, the noumenon, is coming up to show you that there's still a belief in both, that it's possible to not experience the noumenon, that there is such a thing as a separate self, that kind of belief in two has been playing out to kind of preempt this questioning. If I feel I can't tune in then to the noumenon, or I can't see the noumenon or recognize it, then I'm still believing subtly, very subtly here, in some otherness other than the noumenon, which I can experience from, which we call ego. So this experience is coming to help you to kind of crystallize the contemplation moving forward. It's a very direct question, very direct. And then I moved to the reading and contemplated on it. Through the grace of God, in capitals, God's spell in capitals, only the desire for non-duality arises in wise men, women, to save them from great fear. I wrote it a couple of times to digest it, to go slowly and enjoy it with openness and curiosity, and a sense of bliss and delight arrived. I wrote it again, but this time I translated. A sensation came stronger, but the body was moving, a bit shaking with bliss, as if it couldn't come out of the body as fast as it was happening. I said, keep doing it over and over until it becomes my nature. Very good. So that's the deepening I was talking about, that last sentence you put there. So the delight and the bliss that comes out of this kind of contemplation is the realization that from the one, as the one noumenon, where there isn't even noumenon plus ego, beyond all definition, I'm completely safe. I can't suffer ever, ever, ever again. That kind of, you touch upon that immediately when you ask this kind of question, when you contemplate this kind of statement. And that's why it's no coincidence that that is the first sutra in the Avadhuta Gita, you know, the first statement, the very first thing that Dattatreya ever said in that Gita. And it's this song, right? Gita means song. So he was singing this because he was so profoundly happy, delighted, ecstatic, blissful from that realization. That only, that if I am desiring non-duality, then it's already that non-dual self wanting to see itself. It's already the grace of God wanting to understand itself. It's already the divine being wanting to recognize itself, wanting to go beyond all limitations. And as we said before, in the previous homework, the fact that the desire is arising means it must happen. As human beings, as separate beings, we've got used to desire, feeling desire, and it not always manifesting. In fact, perhaps 90% of the time it not manifesting. But as the one being, when the one being wants something as a human being, what could possibly get in the way of that? And that might not be conceptualized mentally as you kind of touch upon this bliss, but that is the profound joy that comes. And that's why lesson two of the course is lesson two, because you have to know that we have to start from the right place. And that's why this one sentence pretty much encapsulates every profound scripture. And I when I first came across the Avadhuta Gita, I spent some good long while just trying to understand this one sentence. And it took a good long while looking at it before I could even understand why there was bliss and even ecstasy came out of looking at this. The body will deal with the energy, the increased energy. A statement such as this just opens the system right up energetically, and it may laugh or cry or shake or move or do something. Sometimes we feel great heat, fire, as the body tries to get used to this increased level of energy that comes from being the one. And your body exactly knows what to do. You know, it's so wise. Our body is so wise. I know it may sound weird because sometimes I say it's insentient, meaning it's not really the body, But really, he knows already how to handle this. So it may seem a bit full on at first, the energy that comes from this, but you can absolutely handle it if you don't go into resistance with it. Let the body do whatever it wants to do. Perhaps make sure you're alone at first while you're contemplating this, if it's going to give rise to, you know, sometimes I could only contemplate something like this when I was pacing up and down, because it was a way for my body to expend some of the energy. Eventually, when it's used to it and it's normal, you won't even feel it. It'll just be constantly moving, that intensity of energy. It's only because it's hitting some little pockets of resistance that you've pointed to with you, until it becomes my nature. So there's an update onto this. I tuned into the noumenon. It wasn't as fast as the last couple of times, and I checked if there was a someone or if I had a location. There wasn't. Thoughts and body sensations came, and then it occurred to me to say the following prayer. Dear God, this day, please grant me the grace to inquire with a childish curiosity and an open heart and a willingness to see the truth and live as the truth. And the expansion happened rather quick. Then, after some time in the space of self, I questioned, am I looking at the self or from the self? I knew I was the self, but I did not feel the certainty of knowing it 100%. That's fine, isn't it? Just feel it out. Notice in your life as well how much of the time you're coming from that knowing, and how much of the time you're coming from. And it's just from egoic perspective, it's just enough to want to shift that balance. Gentle desire or intention. I want to live from this place, as this place, from the immensity of it. You don't have to strive or struggle, just to stay interested in this is enough. And a beautiful prayer brought tears to my eyes. Okay. Sometimes the body is getting eager, anxious perhaps, that it is not feeling the sense of expansion of the self. It's addictive. How you feel as the one, it's addictive in a good way, isn't it? That there's no experience that can match that feeling of being totally non-divided, you know, even beyond this definition of self and ego, noumenon and ego, where the question, am I looking at or from it, becomes irrelevant, where you just don't know even that. The joy, the immensity of peace and joy and unlimited energy, it's addictive, and it's totally okay to get addicted in that way, to feeling what it's like to be yourself. This is just your natural state returning. And of course, kind of, we're going to want that, right? We're going to want that feeling. But if you make any effort to get back to it, really, which is why we're always working with a question, can't effort from a question. Question is going to slow down that efforting and just allow an opening, a blossoming of what's already waiting. There are various opening sensations in the head and a downloading of energy. That will go on for some time. You'll feel it working through different chakras, maybe, as you, you know, this knowing. You might feel it hit a certain chakra. You might feel pain in the body at some particular place. And it's just really where there's a blockage. If you have a basic working knowledge of the chakra system, it's helpful just to look at. It'll either be showing itself in the outside world or an emotional state or some thoughts or a physical pain in the body where the chakra is not really, where there's some belief being held on to that's not in alignment with this non-dual self. And you can kind of look at that and say, let's say I got a real strong pain in my chest as I'm contemplating this statement. It's something to do with self-love, isn't it? Something to do with loving myself and others, seeing them clearly as they really are, and some feeling perhaps inside that I'm not there yet, or something like that. So, from the reading, how can I go deeper? What does it mean alone, 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 and fear in this verse? So, thanks. So, where is it? Through the grace of God only, the desire for non-duality arises in wise men, women, to save them from great fear. Yeah, really investigating what fear means in this sentence is gonna. Fear comes, as long as you feel some limitation, you're gonna feel fear in some way. And investigating what fear really means in this sentence is gonna really move you forward. And through the grace of God alone or only, as you put here, only or alone means there isn't anything else. So only through the grace of God has this desire arisen in all of you and me for this reality, to perceive reality. And that means really that there is never was or ever could be any other motivation for doing it. It's God, it is the God self wanting to recognize itself. And that there never was any such entity called ego. And that's the truest meaning of non-duality. I can embrace when I appear as ego, but I'm not actually that. Ego is just what happens when I think I'm limited and I've forgotten my God-like nature, my God self. The grace of God alone means there never was any other factor involved than that. As crazy as it may sound to say that God forgot itself and then remembered itself and then realized none of that really happened, actually, the forgetting and remembering. And that God might be confused about itself when it appears as a human being, might have amnesia, the divine being got a little confused. It sounds strange, doesn't it? But that is exactly what's happening here. And this whole awakening process. Lovely. Okay, next one. Had a subtle but deeper seeing that the person is the self. Therefore, there was no person. I know something like this has been said many times, but this seeing is in the silence and stillness beyond thought with no blissful fanfare. Good. It's just like the most powerful seeings I ever had were just, oh, you know, like, oh, and it might have taken some time afterwards to for the enormity of that seeing to unfold itself. But because, and in fact, maybe my whole awakening was the unfolding of that one seeing, like the unpacking, the unrevealing of that, the allowing that to blossom inside. Like I was just given this tiny little thing that I could have almost, oh, yeah, that's kind of obvious now. Just somehow looking at it, and then boom, over the next couple of weeks, it just like. And if I'm honest, I'm still trying to kind of, and never will be able to comprehend the immensity of what was revealed in that moment. Very ordinary moment, very ordinary. How could we ever possibly fully get this, right? It's just, we just see it clearer each time. Self-refining its view of itself in the background, very subtle but undeniable. This is exciting. This is exciting. That really the deeper seeing is that all that's ever been going on is a self understanding itself and defining and refining in the background. And that none of the egoic stuff going on in the foreground is really can ever stop that because there isn't really such a thing. It was seen. That to say the self is appearing as thoughts is still duality. Thoughts are the self. So there's an immediacy in that, right? Thoughts are the self. That sentence sounds dualistic in the actual words, but I can feel the energy of that. It's totally coming from the one. Thoughts are the self. Like we could use those words interchangeably, self, thoughts. And when it gets to that point about the ego, where it only has the same meaning inside as the self, or it doesn't have any other thing attached to it at all. Ego and self are synonyms. Ego and noumenon are synonyms. So there was never the swinging back and forth from the person to the self. There is only the self. I hope this makes sense. I can't get the right words to describe it. You and me both, right? It's the most difficult thing to describe, but I feel what you're saying. The power coming off the page, even as I'm reading, it's immense. When words are written from that place, you could be talking about having a cup of tea, and it still have that same power to knock me out, and I'm feeling it right now. So don't worry about the words. It's never the words, you know. We can only approximate with words, can't we? So I absolutely get it completely. Am I looking at or from the self? I happen to be noticing, contemplating something similar in the last month, which is, am I sensing the noumenon, or is it the noumenon sensing thoughts, images, and this body that the mind then labels me? The feeling that usually comes with the noumenon sensing itself arises in the body, spacious peace and expansive beingness. And it becomes more clear that the noumenon is the one life force which is really observing. And lately, there was also a noticing that even the expansive feeling of beingness is another experience noticed from pure nothingness, which has no feeling. So that place that notices this expansion, it's not expanding at all. It can appear as infinite expansion, and yet it's not actually changed or moved at all in that, is it? It's wonderful. All feelings. I skipped over a sentence there. Maybe I have some resistance. Let me look at that again. The feeling that usually comes with the noumenon sensing itself arises in the body, spacious peace and expansive beingness. And it becomes clear, more clear, that the noumenon is the one life force which is really observing. Yeah. And lately there is a noticing that even the expansive feeling of being is another experience noticed from pure nothingness, which has no feeling. As that, all feelings, beingness, bliss, the ordinary feeling of the person, etc., come and go. But only the nothingness is real and constant. And that's how you detach from the world, right, in a second. That the world is that nothingness, and you fall in love with the world and detach from it in the same realization. That may sound paradoxical or opposite. When I no longer see the shapes and I see the essence, I mean, my eyes still see the shapes, but when I no longer see the shapes in my heart and I see the essence, I simultaneously transcend the world and fall right back in love with it in one moment of wonderful seeing. It sounds like that's what's happening. It feels like that's what's happening. You've really blossomed this last couple of weeks, and I really want to encourage you to stay with this intensity. We all get a little distracted sometimes, but I can feel where you are, and it's beautiful, beautiful. All of you are expanding massively, and I have nothing but love and encouragement for you. But I'm especially pleased with this feedback here, because it's really right back on track. Wonderful. There is still the sensation of feeling two, though, and one noticing another. But when I investigate if there's really two, there is never any separation, no matter how hard or how many times it is investigated. As I wrote earlier, the growing realization is that there are no thoughts, only the self. There are no feelings, only the self. There is no body, only the self. Therefore, there is no person, only the self. It's becoming easier and easier to see this again and again. Good, 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 good. It doesn't matter. There's still a sensational feeling of two. And that will be there as long as the body's there. The body seems to be in duality. Perceiving through the body seems to be in duality. It seems like you're the student and I'm the teacher. And that might be how it goes on, you know. And that's the beauty of the one, that it can somehow pull off this seeming duality, right? And when you really embrace this, you can enjoy the duality of it all. knowing that it isn't really that, you don't have to get rid of the sense of it. The sense of it is to be enjoyed. Otherwise, there'd be one kind of robotic teaching that just sounded the same, whichever mouth it came out of, and one robotic student that expressed the same question over and over again. It's the beauty of diversity, the appearance of diversity, the appearance of infinite diversity of forms, and then it never appears the same way twice. It's to be enjoyed. You know, once you see, you can enjoy it, we can fall back in love with it. I'm just constantly surprised and delighted by how all this appears to be this diverse expression, and how even studying the same homework, all of your homework feedback is different, and a different angle looking at the same thing. It's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we'll do one more and then we'll take a break. During the live session, when you asked, are you looking at it or from it? I looked and saw nothing, nothing to look at, and nowhere to be looking from. Words can't say what I mean. Well, I think you did a really good job there. Nothing to look at and nowhere to be looking from. See, that's just extraordinarily beautiful. You've just smashed through all objectivity and location in that sentence. I hope you feel the power of what you've written there. I'm getting absolutely high as a kite reading this homework. Maybe I'll have to take a break. Nothing to look at and nowhere to be looking from. Words can't say what I mean. There wasn't any difference. It's one, not even all one is right. Because there isn't any all right. All would be many. Within my contemplation of there is no separate self, I found myself asking to be shown where I still fall into the dream of other. Very good. Just to want to see it, you'll transcend at this level. To see it, you'll transcend it almost immediately. Like, oh, I'm just doing it there. Okay, let that go. Areas will always be shown, and there is a joy in knowing it doesn't mean anything. Good, 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 good. It's always stuff for me to look at, right? It's never finished in that way, but it's a joyous, like, wow, there's a causality loop playing there still. And, you know, and you see it and it's gone, poof, in that seeing. Okay, I need to focus here. There was a realization around bodily issues and the belief in that can't change or improve. I have to laugh. There have been many bodily issues that have improved from dire to minor and full recovery. It's just kind of showing you where the remnants of the old way that you limit yourself is still playing out, isn't it? I'm aware I often avoid some parts of the homework, so I've talked it through with some of my study buddies. I love that, to make sure I'm looking at all of it. That's great. We can use each other to work with each other, use each other's friendship to kind of keep accountable. Have I totally avoided the quote this week, or have I totally avoided the main point of the, you know, just to kind of, and that's the value and the power of having this group of conscious beings, you know, where God is recognizing itself as all of you. It's so powerful that you can't, the more you engage in the groups, the less you'll be able to fall by the wayside. That said, I find the rest of the homework a joy, so I'm pushing on with this. Through the grace of God alone, the desire for non-duality arises in wise men to save them from great fear. There is nothing except self. The non-duality is there, no separateness. Self loves all aspects of self. So including even when it recognizes, when it appears as egoic sense of self, self just embraces that completely. You know, self can't say like, I shouldn't appear as ego. It doesn't even recognize what ego is. It doesn't. And even if it did, it would say, have at it, right? It would say, be that separate self completely, 100% in that moment, if that's what you feel you are. It would kind of come from that place. Self loves all aspects of self in recognizing there is nowhere to go, no journey, and within that, no fear. Loving, statementing, and sharing it with others. I'm assuming you mean the statement process there, sharing it with others. The more you help each other, the more you work together, oh, it's just going to become even more beautiful, isn't it? There's nothing as a group that we can't achieve when we work together. One being alone, awakened, is powerful. But a group, wow, that just kind of gives me goosebumps when I think about that, where this is going. Wonderful. So we'll take a break there while I deal with some of this bliss, and we'll be back in a little while. Thank you.